जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जनावल्लभ श्रीवार गोपी जनावल्लभ श्रीवार नंदन ब्रज जनरांजन यशोदनंदन ब्रज जनरांजन यमुना हीरा जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा कुंज विहारी गोपी जनवाला गिरिवरा गोपी जनवाला गिरिवर हारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जनरंजन यमुना हीरावन हारी यमुना हीरावन कुंज विहारी हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Kishore, Jai Kishore, Kishore, Jai Kishore, Kishore, Jai Kishore, Kishore. Jai Kishore, Kishore, Jai Kishore, Kishore, Jai Kishore, Kishore, Jai Kishore. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Jaya Om Vishnupad Paramahansa. Hari Vrijakacharya Stotya Satashri Shrimad Divine Grace Abhay Chanar Vinda Bhakti Vedan Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayam Vishnu Pada Paramahansa Hari Vrijakacharya Stotya Satashri Shrimad Divine Grace Bhakti Siddhanta Sasati Goswami Maharaj Ki Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की व्रज भूमि वृंदावन धाम की मायापुर नवद्वीप धाम की जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जगन्नाथ स्वामी की गंगा मई की यमुना मई की भक्ति देवी की तुलसी महारानी की हरि नाम संकीर्तन किया संकीर्तन यज्ञ की हरे कृष्णा महामंत्र की श्रीमद् भागवत महाग्रंथ की श्री राधा अष्टमी महामहोत्सव की समावेत भक्त वृंद की ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री प्रभुपाद वी हैव द बुक डूइंग भागवतम वर्स द बुक वॉल्यूम Seventh canto, 7:38. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 7 टेक्स्ट नंबर 38 कोटि प्रयासो सुर बालका हरे रूपासने स्वेरिदि छिद्रवत्सतः स्वस्यात्मना सख्युरशेषदेहिनां सामान्यता किं विषयोपपादने कोटि प्रयासो सुर बालका हरे रूपासने स्वेरिदि छिद्रवत्सता स्वस्यात्मना सख्युरशेष देहिनां सामान्यतः किं विषयोपपादने कोटि प्रयासो सुरबालका हरे रूपासने स्वेरिदि छिद्रवत्सतः स्वस्यात्मना सख्युरशेषदेहिनां सामान्यतः किं विषयोपपादने
Thank you.
माता जी से। कहा व्हाट अति प्रयास डिफिकल्ट एंडेवर असुर बालका ओ सन्स ऑफ डीमंस हरे है ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड उपासने डिस्चार्जिंग द डिवोशनल सर्विस स्वे इन वन्स ओन हृदय core of the heart, Chidravat, just like the space, Svataha, who always exist, Swasya, of oneself or the of living entity, Atmana, of the super soul, Sakyuhu, of the well-wishing friend, Ashesha, unlimited dehinam of the embodied souls samanyata generally khim what is the need vishaya upapadina with activities delivering the objects of the senses for sense enjoyment Translation. O my friends, sons of the Asuras, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in His super soul feature always exist within the course of the hearts of all living entities. Indeed, He is the well-wisher and friend of all living entities. And there is no difficulty in worshipping the Lord. Why then should people not engage in His devotional service? Why are they addicted to unnecessarily producing artificial paraphernalia for sense gratification? Purport. Because the personality of Godhead is supreme, no one is equal to Him and no one is greater than Him. Nonetheless, if one is a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Lord is easily obtainable. The Lord is compared to the sky because the sky is vast, yet within the reach of all, not only of human beings, but even of the animals. The Supreme Lord in His Paramatma feature exists as the best well-wisher and friend. As confirmed in the Vedas, Sayujo Sakhayo, the Lord in His super soul feature always stays in the heart, along with the living entity. The Lord is so friendly to the living entity. He remains within the heart so that he can always contact Him without difficulty. One can do this simply by devotional service, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam. As soon as one hears of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna Kirtan, one immediately comes in touch with the Lord. A devotee immediately comes in touch with the Lord by any or all of the items of devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Therefore, there is no difficulty in coming in contact with the Supreme Lord. Ko Ati Prayasa. What is the meaning of ko ati prayasa? What is the difficulty? Ko ati prayasa means, what is the difficulty? There is no hard work involved. Ati prayasa means hard work. It's easily obtainable. On the other hand, going to hell requires great endeavor. If one wants to go to hell by illicit sex, meat eating, gambling, and intoxication, he must acquire so many things. For illicit sex, he must arrange for money for brothels. For meat eating, he must arrange for many slaughterhouses. For gambling, he must arrange for casinos and hotels. And for intoxication, he must open many breweries. Clearly, therefore, if one wants to go to hell, he must endeavor very much. But if he wants to return home back to Godhead, there's no difficult endeavor. To go back to Godhead, one may live alone anywhere, in any condition, and simply sit down, meditate upon the Supersoul, and chant and hear about the Lord. Thus, there is no difficulty in approaching the Lord. Adanta gobhir visatam tamisram. Because of inability to control the senses, one must go through great endeavor to go to hell. But if one is sensible, he can very easily obtain the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because the Lord is always with him, by the simple method of Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, the Lord is satisfied. Indeed, the Lord says, Patram Pushpam Phalam Toyam Yome Bhaktya Prayachati Tad Aham Bhakti Uparitam Ashnami Prayatatmana. If one offers me with love and devotion a leaf, flower, fruit, or water, I will accept it. Bhagavad Gita 9:26. One can meditate upon the Lord anywhere and everywhere. Thus Prahlad Maharaj advised his friends, the sons of the demons, to take this path back home, back to Godhead, without difficulty. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, we have a very nice verse of Srimad Bhagavatam today. And it is also connected with today's festival occasion of celebration of birth of Srimati Radharani, appearance of Srimati Radharani, Radha Ashtami festival. So we'll try to see both, because Prahlad Maharaj is saying it does not require hard work. Ko ati prayasa asura balaka. My dear friends, it doesn't require any kind of hard work. Very easily available to contact the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now generally, if you want to contact a very important person, it's not so easy. Supposing you want to contact the President of USA, Mr. Obama, or the Prime Minister of India, Mr. Modi, somebody very like the top leader of the country. So you can try to call him, White House. Is it, you think that your call will be forwarded to Mr. Obama? Not a very good chance. If you can go to White House, Washington, D.C., and tell the guys over there, the security people, I want to see the President, Mr. Obama. They may not allow. Same thing with Mr. Modi, Narendra Modi. Before he became Prime Minister, he would be riding on his scooter in Gujarat, Ahmedabad city. A few years back, he was an ordinary man, and he was very easily available. Anybody could stop him and talk to him. He wouldn't mind. But now there are layers and layers of securities and bureaucracy, different officers, secretaries, ministers, the whole thing is. So, not easy to see him, or even to get 5 minutes or 2 minutes of his time. Very difficult. So, these are maybe a little bit great people in the on the earth planet. President Obama is the most powerful person, you can say, because he has very big military and many, many secretaries and officers and security people working under him. Thousands and millions of people in the government, federal government, working under him. So you can say, yeah, he's important. But he is nothing compared to the higher planetary system people, the heavenly planets, Indra. He's the head of very, very opulent place. And there are all kinds of demigods serving him. And there is the Chandra, Surya, Chandra, Varun, Vayu, Agni, all these great demigods, they have their own planets also. And they are very opulent. But above all of them and above the planets of the great sages and maharshis and the siddhas and charanas, as the topmost planet of Lord Brahma, Brahma Loka, he is the most powerful man in the whole universe. So you think it is easy to see him? A lot of people even think that you guys are talking about Brahma. Who is Brahma? He may not even exist as far as we are concerned. What to speak of seeing him? People don't even like to believe that he is existing. So you can see, just like if I can't see Mr. Obama, then finally I get tired and I say, he doesn't exist for me. Because I know I can't see him, so why bother? So Brahma, Lord Brahma, he is very powerful. And Lord Shiva is even more powerful. Not easy to see Lord Shiva. And on top of the Shiva Loka are these planets of the Vaikuntha planets, where Lord Vishnus are, all different Vishnus in different Vaikuntha Lokas. Nobody can even cross over one universe, what to speak of innumerable universes, and then go beyond the material sky, enter into the spiritual sky. See one of these Vishnus, not possible. On one's own strength, all of these things are, can't even imagine. And on top of all the Vaikuntha planets, the Golokdham Vrindavan, where Krishna is residing with his parents and with his friends and family members, not possible to see. Easily or with difficulty, because he's very far away. But this verse is saying, Prahlad Maharaj is saying, very easy to see the Supreme Lord. So then how one can see the Supreme Lord very easily? That is the secret. So that requires some mercy or some favor or act of kindness from above, from the Supreme Lord, unless and until he showers his mercy upon someone, he remains unseen. Even people don't even, many people don't even believe that there is a Supreme Lord. They say, there is no God. So as far as they are concerned, they have given up the hope. So that mercy is a special personality, special energy, mercy energy of the Supreme Lord, and her name is Srimati Radharani. She is the love of Godhead energy, love energy of God, of Krishna. So there is no difference between Krishna and his supreme energy. Just like Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, right? Original Supreme Lord. So similarly, Srimati Radharani is the original supreme energy, Antaranga Shakti. She is the internal energy of the Lord. There is Shakti and Shaktiman. There is energetic and the energy. And there is Abheda. Abheda means they are one and the same, because the energy cannot be separate from the energetic. They are intimately connected. Krishna has multifarious energies. Shakti vividaiva shruyate svabhaviki jnana balakriyacha. So Krishna has unlimited energies within himself. He has Satchidananda, his Satchidananda Vigraha, his body is made of eternality, bliss and knowledge. And all the energies are embedded inside him. His reservoir of all the energies. But when this energy also, when it exists outside of his body, then that energy is called the internal energy of the Lord or Srimati Radharani. She is the Alhadini potency or bliss-giving potency, pleasure-giving potency of the Lord. So that is her identity. And she is also identified as the supreme female god. Just like Krishna is the male god, supreme lord. So who is the supreme goddess? Mahadevata, or we can say Mahadevi or Mahadevata, the supreme goddess. That is Srimati Radharani. So we are celebrating her birth appearance today. So how many of you know where Srimati Radharani was born and how she was born? You have any idea? I would think that many of you might. How many of you know where she was born? Okay, so there's 4 or 5. All right, so there is half and half, 50%, no, 50%. So let's see, who want to volunteer? Where was she born? Yes, she was born in Rawal, that is in Raja, near Vrindavan. Vrindavan town, Rawal is, if you go to Mathura from Vrindavan, and then you go a few more miles towards River Jamuna, then you see this very small village called Rawal. It was a big town in those days. In very special circumstances, she appeared. Just like Krishna appeared also in Mathura, right? He appeared in the prison house of Kamsa, in the basement of Kamsa. His parents were captured and imprisoned, Vasudeva and Devaki. And Krishna was born. Then, in the midnight, Krishna showed the four-handed Vishnu form to his parents, and he spoke to them very nicely. He was just born, but he was speaking like a regular Supreme Lord. So the parents, they were in anxiety, so he consoled them and he said, "Don't worry about anything, I'm here to take care of everything." So they were thinking, this is a little kid, just born, infant. How he's going to take care of everything? But he said, "Never mind, I'll make all arrangements. You just do one thing, you take me to Gokul, which is across the river Jamuna, and there are my real parents, Nanda and Yashoda, you take me there." So Vasudev, he followed the order of Krishna, his beloved child, and they had to separate, and then he went there to, in the middle of the night, you know how they crossed the river. It was raining heavily, storm. We had a storm here a few days ago. And I heard some of the cars, they were in the underpass, they were drowning. And luckily the people didn't get killed, but a lot of damage to the properties and stuff. Some trees fell down and roads, road problem, traffic problems, etc. So this was a very big storm, but Krishna, he touched with his toe touched the water of Jamuna, and Jamuna gave way, and it was clear path for Vasudev to cross the river. And he took Krishna to the other side, to the palace of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda and Yashoda. And Mother Yashoda was sleeping because she also had a baby. Actually, two babies were born to Mother Yashoda that night also. Because Krishna, simultaneously, he took birth at two places. One is Mathura and the other one is Gokul at Nanda and Yashoda. So one baby, Vasudev, when he came, entered inside the palace in the bedroom where Yashoda was sleeping. She was tired from the delivery. She was sleeping. The small baby girl he saw, so he picked her up. And the little baby Krishna was hiding under the sari of Mother Yashoda. So he couldn't see. So the baby Krishna that he had brought, he put there on the bed and picked up the baby girl and took with him in exchange. So, and the two Krishna babies now sitting, lying there, they combined together and became one Krishna. So the Mathura Krishna came and the Gokul Krishna was there, both of them combined. So that is how Krishna appeared, and then there are many, many different pastimes, but we're talking today about Srimati Radharani. So she appeared. Lord Brahma, he came personally and in a very beautiful, shining, golden lotus flower. He brought little infant Radharani, baby girl, also shining like gold. She is Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi. So she is also, her color is like molten gold. Just like Krishna is Megha Shyam, blackish, bluish black color. So similarly, Radharani is golden color. So he personally brought the baby and delivered to King Vrishabhanu. He was taking bath in River Jamuna. That is where he received this baby girl. And he brought the baby home. They didn't have any child, no children. So both the husband and wife, King Vrishabhanu, and the wife, Kirtida Sundari, they became very happy to receive this child as a gift of God. But in due course of time, in a few days, they came to know that there was a problem with the baby. This girl was blind and couldn't see anything. So they were not so happy about it. So in just a few days, Mother Yashoda, she had received this news that my friend Kirtida, she has a baby girl. So she came to see them. And also give some gifts, etc. Congratulate them, congratulate her for the birth of the baby. So she came with little baby Krishna with her. And as she came inside and met her friend Kirtida Sundari, the baby Krishna gradually went to the cradle where Radharani, the baby girl, is sleeping. And Kirtida Sundari is talking to Mother Yashoda that we have this nice, beautiful child, but she is blind and we are in anxiety. So Krishna went to the cradle and he looked at the baby and he smiled at the little girl. And immediately the girl opened her eyes. So, and she looked at Krishna, and she also smiled. So, Srimati Radharani, she did not want to see anything or anybody in this world, not even her parents or anybody, friends, relatives, parents, nothing. She only wanted to see Krishna, and therefore she had kept her eyes closed, and when Krishna came, then she opened her eyes. So then everybody realized, oh, she is able to see. So there was a big festival. Everybody was very happy. So like that, there are many different pastimes between Radha and Krishna, how their marriage ceremony was performed one time by Lord Brahma. That is also another pastime. There are many wonderful pastimes. Because Srimati Radharani, she is Krishna Prema Swarupini. She is always absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna. She is not thinking about anything else, but only exclusively thinking about Krishna. Therefore, Krishna is also thinking always about Srimati Radharani. Because Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Ye yatha mam prapadyante, tams tathaiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartman vartante manushya patha sarvasa. So, as one approaches Krishna, Krishna will reciprocate. And who is the best devotee of Krishna? Srimati Radharani. There are many, many wonderful devotees of Lord Krishna, as you know. And all different devotees are grouped in four different classes. Dasya means servant devotees, Sakya means friendship devotees, Sakha, and Vatsalya means parental devotees, and Madhurya means those who are in conjugal relationship with Krishna. There are two divisions, Swakya and Parakya. Swakya are the queens of Dwarka who are officially married to Krishna. Krishna was king in Dwarka and he had marriages. So we'll discuss maybe if we have time. This evening we may be able to discuss more about all these different kinds of devotees and their relationship with Krishna. But the topmost devotees are the Parikya Ras devotees who are in the mellow of conjugal devotional service and who are not even married. These gopis of Vrindavan, they are Parikya devotees. They are not officially married in front of people. They were married in another way. That is another pastime, how they were married to Krishna. But nobody knew about it, that they were actually married to Krishna. So they are called Parakya Ras. So they themselves are also thinking that we are simply maid servants of Krishna. The gopis of Vrindavan are thinking that officially we don't have any claim to Krishna because we are not officially married to him. So we don't have any claim. We're not related to him. We're not married to him. We are just his maidservants. So this is considered by our acharyas as the topmost kind of devotional service. And out of all the gopis, Srimati Radharani, she is the top of the topmost devotee. And because she is also actually the origin, just like Krishna is the origin, he says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matta sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samanvita. I am the origin of everything and everybody. You name it, anything, anybody. All the Vishnus, all the Deva, all the demigods, all the demons, all the sages, all the species of life, everything, moving and non-moving, he says, I am the origin of everything, all. Matta aparataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya. That there is nobody superior to me, nobody is equal to me. So, also, Arjuna also says, Param. Param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan. Param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan. That, my dear Lord, you are the supreme abode, you are the supreme Brahman, you are the supreme, original supreme personality of Godhead, and you are the purest. And wherever you go, it, even a dirty place becomes very squeaky clean, pure. So, I worship you. So like that he is praying in Bhagavad Gita 11th chapter. So just as Krishna, he is the purest, he is the supreme. Similarly, Radharani is also the same, transcendental, supreme energy, purest energy of the Lord. And she is very merciful to, especially to her devotees. So the question may be raised that, what is this mercy of Srimati Radharani? Or why is it important? Is it important to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani? If it is important, then how we can get the mercy of Srimati Radharani? Anybody has any idea about these three things? Any one of these three things? What is the mercy? Why is it important? Or how we can get it. Let's see. Somebody can volunteer that how to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. Any idea? Yes, Prabhu. Serve those who are very dear to Radharani. That's very good. Yes. Serve the devotees who are very dear to Srimati Radharani. That's a secret. Anybody else has any idea how to get the mercy of? Or you have any idea how not to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani? Okay, let's see. How not to get? Pain. Offend. Offend the devotees and then the mercy will be withdrawn. That's good. Okay, anybody else? Mercy or no mercy, how to get it? So that's, yeah. Have the service attitude for Krishna. Yes, very good. Yes, Prabhu.
Menial, insignificant servant of Krishna, of the devotees of Radharani.
And to exhibit humility.
Yeah.
In Vrindavan.
Yeah.
What about outside of Vrindavan?
Same mood should be carried wherever we go.
Vrindavan and then extend it outside also and be humble with all the devotees. That's very good. To develop the quality, intrinsic quality of humility in the heart and be humble to devotees. Yeah, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also recommends that, to become Trinadapi Sunichan. He recommends to become humble to everybody because he is comparing himself to the straw in the street. So the straw in the street is humble to everybody, it doesn't matter who it is. At least we can try to become humble to devotees. Then we can try other people, but at least we start with the devotees, try to become humble. Start with the superior devotees or senior Vaishnavas or gurus, Guru Maharaj. We try to become humble. Then that is the starting point, developing humility. That's a very good quality. So, we are first trying to understand that it is important for us to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani because without her mercy, actually nothing can happen to us. But one thing can happen, and that is bad luck. Only bad things can happen, but nothing good can happen to us without her mercy. Some people say, they even, you know, I've seen in India, they say that we actually don't need Radharani's mercy. Who is she anyway? I can get directly Krishna. No problem. You think somebody can get directly Krishna without the mercy of Srimati Radharani? Not possible. They are imagining that you could. Even one time, Lakshmiji, she's the goddess of fortune, one of the Lakshmis, wife of Lord Vishnu, she wanted special privilege. So she went to Vrindavan forest. And she wanted to enter the Ras Leela dance because she heard that this is the topmost kind of achievement, topmost privilege to actually dance with Krishna in Ras Leela. So if it is the topmost thing, then I must get it. So she went to Vrindavan and she sat down in a place, forest, and then she meditated for hundreds and thousands of years. And after a long time meditation, what happened was that Krishna appeared. Krishna was very happy with her. So he said, I'm very happy with you. What do you want? So she said, I have only one desire. I want to dance with you in Ras Leela. Krishna said, I'm sorry, you are out of luck. Cannot happen. I even cannot give you entrance in the Ras Leela dance. It's not possible for me even to give you. For that, there is a different procedure. So, when it is not possible for even the topmost Lakshmiji, then how anybody else, other people can have a chance? So what is the procedure to get? The procedure is to get the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And how one can achieve the mercy of Srimati Radharani? In order to get the mercy of Radharani, we take shelter of a very great devotee, intimate associate of Srimati Radharani. Devotee who is serving Srimati Radharani every day. Devotee of Radha and Krishna. That person, if we take shelter of his lotus feet and we accept him as our Guru Maharaj, spiritual master, then only by his mercy. Therefore, Bhagavatam and all the scriptures says, Gurum eva abhigachet. In order to achieve this rarest kind of privilege or service, direct service to Krishna, intimate service to Krishna, one must approach this kind of bona fide spiritual master who is a very intimate associate of Srimati Radharani, who is serving Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan. So, in ISKCON we are fortunate to have this great good fortune. Outside people, even other sampradayas, they are not fortunate. They cannot get it. But we can get it if we try for it, if we work, if we practice bhakti yoga, if we take shelter of the spiritual master. Because Krishna himself says, tad viddhi pranipatena pariprasthena sevaya upadeshanti te jnanam jnanina tattva darshena. Anybody knows the translation? Tad viddhi pranipatena. It's a famous verse, 434. You have a microphone? So we can all hear.
Just to approach a spiritual master by rendering service unto him and inquire him submissively, and he can because he has seen the truth.
Okay, good enough. Very good. He has seen the truth. Tadviddhi means in order to know that and approach Krishna, pranipat, pay your obeisance. Pariprasna, ask him questions. My dear Guru Maharaj, how may I serve you? Pariprasna, sevaya, serve. How to perform service to him? Upadesha dite jnanam, he will give you the exact knowledge, upadesha, instructions. Jnanina tattvadarshina, he knows everything. He knows all the intricate details about how one can go close to Krishna and have personal relationship with Krishna, how one can have intimate service of Krishna. Because he is tattvadarshi, he has daily regular contact with Krishna. He is able to talk with Krishna, everything. So therefore, he can give you this. So that is Krishna's recommendation also in Bhagavad Gita. Tad viddhi pari. Tasmat guru prapadyeda jigyasu shreya uttama. So, uttama means very close associate, topmost devotee of Krishna. That devotee, you must make him, select him as your spiritual master in order to achieve this greatest good fortune. So this is how we get connected with Guru and through the Guru with the Guru Parampara. But then it also says that we directly cannot approach Radharani. That is also not recommended, because if you go in Vrindavan, a lot of people, they say, we don't need Guru, we just Radhe Radhe, we just worship, we only worship Radharani. We don't even care about Krishna. So Radharani, she does not like her worship alone. She only accepts the worship when she is with Krishna. Therefore, you see, we worship always in our ISKCON temples. We have Radha and Krishna deities, right? We don't have only Radharani deity. Worshipping only Radharani, no Krishna. We don't do that. But some people, they think, you just worship only Radharani. So there, they cannot get Radharani, neither they can get Krishna. Instead, they end up worshipping the external energy or Maya energy of the Lord. Maya Devi. Because Maya Devi is shadow energy of Radharani. There are many great, in the external energy section also, there are many great beautiful women, female energies, personalities, like Bhavani or Parvati. She is the external energy of Lord, and she is the wife of Lord Shiva. And then there is Brahmani, who is the wife of Lord Brahma. So there are many great. But all of these are external energies or shaktis. They are shaktis in the material world. They have material powers, but they don't have any spiritual power. They have no jurisdiction of the spiritual world. So they are considered as shadow energies of Srimati Radharani. So therefore, Radharani is also known as Adya Shakti, because all the energies are her extensions or her plenary expansions. Just like the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha planets, they are her plenary expansions of Srimati Radharani. So therefore, she is called Adi Lakshmi. Another name for her is Adi Lakshmi. She is the origin of all the Lakshmis. And all the gopis in Vrindavan, Vraja, Golok Vrindavan, they are also extensions of Radharani. So therefore she is also called Adi Gopi, original gopi. Origin of all the gopis, she is called Adi Gopi. Just like Krishna is called Adi Vishnu, Adi Narayan, because he is origin of all the Vishnus. So similarly, Radharani is Adi Gopi, Adi Lakshmi, Adi Shakti. Like there are different names for her. Because she is the ultimate ultimate authority, origin of all the energies. So how we can get her mercy? So not directly, but we, after the Guru, we approach Lord Nityananda because he is the original Guru. He is the first Guru, Lord Nityananda. Nitai Pad Kamala Kati Chandra Susitala Je Chai Jagat Churai. That worshipping Lord Nityananda's lotus feet. Heno Nitai Bine Bhai Radha Krishna Paitenai. If you don't worship Lord Nityananda, you can never approach, you can never achieve Radha Krishna's lotus feet. It's not possible. If you want to have Radha Krishna, you must approach first Lord Nityananda, worship his lotus feet. You know, Nitai Binevai, Radha Krishna Padma. So, Nitai na bolilo muke, majilo sansar suke. This verse that we are studying today is telling us about the problems, people have problems about sense enjoyment. So here in this also, Nitai na bolilo, that he does not want to say the word Nityananda. He doesn't like it. Who is Nityananda? I don't care. Nitai na bolilo. And majilo sansar sukhe. I just want to go out and enjoy with my senses, sense enjoyment. Beer, wine, meat eating, gambling, etc. That gives me, I'm happy with that. I don't want Nityananda. So these kind of people, they are lost in this suffering material world. What is, how much time do we have today? Because I don't want to, What's that? What time, anybody? 8:45, so we are going over time. So, we can continue in the evening also. There's a lot of material about this topic. But the idea is to approach Lord Nityananda. Then we can discuss, after that Lord Nityananda, how we can approach Lord Chaitanya. And by their mercy, by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda's mercy, how we can achieve the mercy of Srimati Radharani. And by her mercy, how we can achieve the lotus feet of Krishna. So there are so many details and different topics about this. So we may need another at least 45 minutes to an hour, so we can maybe discuss it in the evening. And if any of you have any questions so far that what we have discussed, we can maybe have 5 minutes or something discussion.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you very
much. All of you are going to be here in the evening, like what time the evening program? Starting 6:30 or 6? Kirtan at 6. Okay, so all the devotees, if they know, then that's about the schedule there. Lecture is at 6:30, so Kirtan at 6, then lecture is 6:30. So all of you are going to be there, most of you. All right, and there will be more guests coming in, more devotees. All right, so we'll continue. Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for your class. So in this purport of today, Prabhupada was mentioning that to go to hell is easy, you know, or in other words, I guess not controlling our senses is very easy. And he mentions that bhakti is, you know, in comparison, is very easy. But this reminds me of a purport that Prabhupada mentions in chapter 7, verse 3 of Gita, where he mentions that non-devotees say that bhakti...
Chapter 7 and?
Verse 3.
3.
In his purport. Because controlling the mind, we learn from Arjuna in chapter 6 of the Gita that it's more difficult than controlling the wind. And in this sense, bhakti can be very difficult. And Prabhupada mentions in his purport that non-devotees say that bhakti is very easy.
Yeah, what is the translation of that verse?
Yeah, It says 7:3, out of many thousands of one man endeavor for perfection, and of those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth.
In the Sanskrit?
In Manushanam Sahasresu.
Manushanam Sahasresu Kaschid Mam.
Yutati Siddhaya.
Kaschid Mam Veti Tattvata.
Yutatam Api Siddhanam Kaschid Mam Veti Tattvata.
Kaschid Mam Veti Tattvata.
And so Prabhupada mentions in his purport, he says, although non-devotees declare that the path of bhakti or devotional service is very easy, they cannot practice it. If the path of bhakti is so easy as the non-devotee class of men proclaim, then why do they take up the difficult path? So my question is, can you explain this a little bit?
Yeah, I understand. Because the Prabhupada is making a very good point here in this verse, that non-devotees and sometimes impersonalist people or mayavadis, they say, what is bhakti? It's nothing. It's for ignorant, foolish people. We are very smart, intelligent, scholarly people. We don't care about this cheap material. It's very cheap. Bhakti is very simple. So we want to do something very wonderful. We're trying to be God. So we are on a higher platform. So that's their argument. So Prabhupada is saying that first of all, you are thinking that you want to be God. That is your main problem, that's your main disease. And you will never become God. You can never become God. God is not like manufacturing thing, that you can stamp anybody and make him God. So that's artificial. Your eternal position is as a soul. You are part and parcel of God, but you never can be equal to him, never can be above him. So, bhakti is simple only for simple-minded people. It is, otherwise it becomes very complicated. First of all, as soon as the ego comes in the picture, false ego, just like the demons, Ravan, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, etc., big demons, or even some modern demons, whoever. If you mention to them to become devotees, it's very difficult for them. If you tell them, give up the meat eating, they say, I can't. They're addicted to sinful habits. They can't give it up. So that is one block. Because of their false ego platform, they have all these problems in their heart. Kama, Krodha, Madha, Lobha, Moha, Matsarja. The six enemies are sitting in their hearts. And they are punishing them, the suffering, unbearable. And still they have the hope that they can become God someday. So they are in a very dangerous kind of situation, and they are imagining to become God. So for them it is very difficult to take up devotional service, very, very, extremely difficult. Just like the light bulb is on, because the electricity is flowing in the wires. Now, if somehow the fuse is gone, or the bulb loses, the filament is broken inside the bulb, then even if the wire is connected, the electricity is flowing, but the bulb cannot light up because the wire filament is broken. So these demons have their filament broken inside, and the bulb cannot be turned on. So for them, devotional service is very difficult, next to impossible for them to pick up anything to become devotee. Even if you give them prasadam, they will throw it out. The holy name, they don't want. Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, forget it. They don't want anything to do with Krishna or Krishna consciousness. They hate it. They say, we hate God. I want to become God. Who is Krishna? I don't want no competition from Krishna. I just want to become God myself. So for them, how they can become devotees? Very difficult. But if somebody is simple enough to understand, intelligent enough to understand that I am actually in a precarious situation, I am in a dangerous position, I see accidents happening every day, people suffering every day outside. It can happen to anybody, anytime. So I'm not in a very safe place in this material world. I have all kinds of experiences in this life. In my previous lives, I also had many different kinds of experiences in different species of life. So I've gone up and down the universe, higher planets, lower planets. I became demigod, I became a demon. I tried everything to enjoy in this material world. Didn't work out. So now let me find a real way out, a real solution. And for that I must search out a bona fide spiritual master and take shelter of him. So when the person comes to that conclusion of taking shelter of a bona fide spiritual master who is a disciple of another bona fide spiritual master, who is a pure devotee of the Lord, then his Bhakti Devi is flowing through this Guru Parampara. Bhakti Devi, Srimati Radharani, is also called Bhakti Devi. She is showering her mercy only through this Parampara, Guru Parampara, the chain of disciplic succession. So if you connect with the chain, then you get the mercy, and then it becomes easy. Then it's easy like anything. You can then make Krishna happy, because now you are connected through Guru Parampara to Lord Nityananda, Lord Chaitanya, to Radharani, and then finally to Krishna. So even you offer a small flower or a banana, Krishna eats it, because you are connected. Krishna, he rejected, there was this guy, Duryodhan, you know, in Mahabharata war. He was a very great king, very diplomatic, very expert, etc. He had many good qualities. But he had problem with Krishna's devotees. So he invited Krishna that, Krishna, you come and have lunch at my place. I have a nice, beautiful palace. Everything is gold and we will treat you the best. You are our VIP. And Krishna said, I don't want to come to your house. You may have the biggest palace in the world. I don't care. I'm not coming. Duryodhana said, I'm inviting you and you are insulting me. Krishna said, yes, I'm insulting you because you're not my relative, you're not my friend, we have no relationship, nothing. Why I have to come to your house? So there's no connection. So Krishna is very frank and open with like that. If there is no connection, he doesn't care who you are. You may think I'm the greatest guy in the world. Why Krishna would say no to me? Krishna will say no. So unless and until you are connected, the bhakti is there. The bhakti is the connection. So this is the process, how you get the mercy of Radharani. Then Krishna will accept. Whatever with love you offer, then he will accept. Otherwise he won't. You understand? Okay. Anybody else? Yes, Prabhu, give him.
Hare Krishna. Do other sampradayas have the same opportunities as our sampradaya?
Other sampradayas don't have the opportunity. They have some opportunities there because they are all bona fide, four bona fide sampradayas. They have the opportunity to achieve the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu in one of the Vaikuntha planets. Yes. They can become parshad or associate and worship the Lord in Dasya Ras, in the mood of servitorship, as a servant in the Vaikuntha planet of Lord Vishnu and Lakshmi. Yes, that opportunity all the four sampradaya has. But in Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya, after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this special opportunity is given only once in one time out of 4,000 times. There are 4,000 yuga cycles in one day of Brahma. It's mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. One day of Brahma is made of 4,000 yugas. And out of 4,000 yugas, only one time Krishna comes in his original form from Golok Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, Braja Vrindavan. How many miles from? 90 miles south of south of Delhi, that is Vrindavan. He comes there. Only one time out of 4,000 yugas, at the end of Dwapar Yuga and beginning of Kali Yuga, that he came 5,000 years ago. So now next time Krishna will come after 3,999 yugas will go, and then again Krishna will come. So other 3,999 times he sends his Vishnu forms, Vishnu avatars come. He doesn't come. And when he comes, then immediately in the Kali Yuga, he comes back as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also doesn't come. He will only come when Krishna comes, then again Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So like that, the sequence is only once in a day of Brahma, only one time Krishna comes, not more times. So when Krishna comes, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, and then he makes us devotees, then we get a chance to go all the way. As his devotees, we get the chance to go all the way to Gorakhdham Vrindavan. The rest of the sampradayas, they don't. That is the difference. So we have a kind of a special privilege, we can say, if we want to take advantage of it. All right?
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki? Srila Prabhupada ki? Hare Krishna.
Vegetable cut up, also fasting till noon. Hare Krishna.